help us to commence this morning with hymn 89. When Adam by transgression fell, unconscious, fled his Maker's face, linked in clandestine league with hell, he ruined all his future race. The seeds of evil once brought in increased and filled the world with sin. In number 89.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 45, Psalm 45. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee for ever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty. With thy glory and thy majesty, and in thy majesty ride prosperously, because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. The sceptre of thy kingdom is a right sceptre. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. Kings' daughters were among thy honourable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift, even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favour. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought into the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee with gladness and rejoicing. Shall they be brought? They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Let us pray. O dearest, gracious, holy Lord, O, we bow before thee in this public way. O, do grant us that spirit of prayer, grace to approach thee, supplication in all our need. O, to ask thee, make our request known. O, that thou wouldest be with us and bless us indeed, as Jabez prayed. Thou wouldest enlarge our coast. Thou wouldst keep us from evil, that it may not grieve us. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on me. Mercy, Lord, is what I need. O, full, full depths, mercy. O, do love us, wash us. O, do make us right. Make us clean, make us pure. O, prepare us. Increase our faith, that living faith may drink in thy mercy, may believe. O, we are but dust and ashes dying. There is a day coming when we shall give an account, Lord. Oh, what can I say then? An account of my own life, my own thoughts, my own heart, my own ways, my own desires. An account, Lord. Oh, we plead thy rich grace. Oh, thou hast been very merciful to us, that we must acknowledge. But it seems we sin away thy mercies. It does seem like that. In fact, it is a fact, Lord. Thou dost bring us to points and to judgment. Thou dost lay affliction on our loins. For all these things God shall bring thee into judgment. And it is so. Lord, it's not just dying. It's an account. It is to hear and see our life and to know it a reality. And of that just knowledge of a sentence. Lord Jesus, oh, wash us in thy precious blood. Subdue the monster within, that persistent monster. Oh, we pray for help. We've no might in this battle. Oh, we do look to thee for help. We cry to thee for help. We must wait for thee for help. Do then help us now as we enter thy house. Oh, Lord, we do long to hear thy voice, not just here, but in our lives, not just in thy house. Thou knowest, well, we've often had to say, like Peter, thou knowest that I love thee, despite all my infirmities, despite all my sins. David cried, Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. So thus help us, Lord. Oh, we come to thee continually. It's a constant prayer and cry. Oh, remember us, establish us, set our feet on the rock, prepare us for thy will. Oh, prepare us to die. Be merciful, love us. Love us freely. It must be free love, unconditional love. Conditional love is despair. It means we have no hope. May grace overcome all our infirmities. May thy word be established in our heart. We look to thee, Lord Jesus, thy righteousness, the Lord our righteousness. but it worries us. Why can't we feel it more? Why can't we bring forth more fruit? Oh Lord, that is my worry. Failure written on everything. Have mercy on us. Do appear then, I beseech thee. Leave us not to lamentably cry down into the bottomless pit. Thou knowest we desire thee. We do value thee. We acknowledge thy goodness. O Lord, we pray for that reviving. We deserve it to be taken away. That reviving of that precious blood, that hiding place. O Lord, we may know and receive and drink that river again. O revive us and renew us as in the days of old. O help us to realize thou art the same. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. So, dear Lord, we look to thee, thou ever merciful, long-suffering God. Oh, what must thy Son have endured to save a worm like this, if indeed we know the truth? But we must know the truth. We must know it. Oh, we pray for its revival, its heartwarming blessing. So help us now. Oh, Lord, bring us through this day. We humbly pray. We have no strength for anything. We pray for thy strength, for thy grace, thy help. Remember then in mercy our needs, our poor never dying soul. Thou hast never turned any away. Turn us not away. Do hear us in heaven thy dwelling place. Oh, make me willing in all things. Lord, in all things, in thy word, a willingness, do help us now. Lord, a cheerful willingness. Do help us. Remember us as we gather, bless this house. Remember us this day as has been asked. Remember the dear deacons. Be very gracious to them and help them, their loved ones. Manage all things for them. The church, the congregation. Keep them united. Keep them in thy tender fear. Keep them tender. Keep them meek. Keep them humble. Keep them poor. O Lord, cause thy voice to be heard and known with gladness in their midst. Help them to confess every day, every hour, their sins, their need, to look to the fullness that is in thee. Do shine in this sanctuary. Shine through thy word, the lattice of the gospel. Look into the hearts. Visit the homes. Touch the young people's hearts in thy fear. May they fear thee. May they have a desire kindled to know thee. Bless the dear babes. Increase this house of prayer, add unto this church such as shall be saved, such as shall be praying mothers in Israel and a man raised up in stability and grace. Oh, do help Lord Zion, bless this house, bless the ministry here. Bless Zion, bless thy servants, the churches to which we are attached. Oh, return in power, we pray, in the ministry. The dear editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies, bless them in their labours, the heavy burdens they bear, the sorrows they were able. Bless thy servants, so many in affliction. Oh, we pray for them, thy servant Akash Shorten, thy servant, the Dicker, be with him on the morrow. as he has that angiogram. Thy servant in Wiltshire, remember him in his great affliction and need. Grant that treatment may be a blessing for his recovery. Send labourers into the vineyard. Have mercy on us. Oh Lord, it's got to begin here, inside my soul. Oh, what a slow. Lord, if I was slow, I wouldn't have so much to worry about. But I'm not just slow. Lord, I'm wicked. Have mercy on me. Bless thy one church to the earth. The missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Have mercy on this our guilty land. These most terrible, calamitous times. Preserve thy dear people providentially, financially, in the pathway, in safety and in peace. Lord, in this solemn day, undertake for England. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, our civil liberties, our freedom to worship. Have mercy on us in the nation. Strengthen the hands of those that would do speak up for those things which are right, who will bring us as a nation to repentance. Have mercy on our sovereign, the Queen and the Royal House, our leaders. Lord, remember all friends in affliction, pain, suffering. Many have been in affliction here and maybe still are. Remember them, heal them. Hear their cries, answer their prayers, visit them, bless them. Grant those restoring mercies, healing mercies. Remember aged friends, be gracious to them. They're near eternity. Eternity, tremendous sound. To guilty souls, a dreadful wound. Oh Lord, let me not come down to the end, to my last breath. Guilty, guilty, floods of guilt, the dread sentence. Lord, an answer of a conscience that knows the sentence right and true. But, oh Lord, may we feel thee near. Atonement, thy death. Because I live, ye shall live also. But, oh, if Christ and heaven be mine, oh, am I able to say, in reality, nearness, heaven opening, my beloved is mine, and I am his. Oh, this worthless worm. Oh, take this worthless heart, and make it wholly thine. Oh, how sweet the accents, how divine. Prepare me, Lord. Have mercy on us. Remember our aged friends. Bless the Sunday school, the teachers, the young people, the children. Remember all in great need. May thy fear be in the young people's heart. Remember each now in the pathway, their need today. Meet them, strengthen them, encourage them, instruct each, we pray. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Come. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. We thank thee, bless thee, praise thee for every mercy we have. We're surrounded with daily blessings, fullness of mercy. Oh, Lord, we acknowledge every favour. Health and strength helps by the way. But oh, those precious gospel mercies. How precious are they? We need them. We thank thee for the knowledge of them thus far. Continue them, I beseech thee. So come, come, Lord Jesus, come. Appear for us now. O Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, come, for thy great name's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1076. Jesus, in whom the Godheads rise, beam forth with mildest majesty, I see thee full of truth and grace, and come for all I want to thee. 1076.
in complete dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your attention to the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Solomon's Song, chapter 2. And verse 10. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 10. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. The Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 10. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. This word in this song of loves gives a sweet instruction, and we might say the ultimate in all perfection and love and happiness, to hear your beloved's voice speak to you, to your heart. The first thought upon my mind is this: how do I know whether the Lord is my beloved? It's high language. It's the language of confidence. It's a familiar word to one, as it were, to whom you may speak, or to speak of and say, my beloved. What a precious truth it is, if in your heart you have a living desire, a desire for Christ, a love to him, a love to his word, a love to his way. As bad as you are, as poor as you are, as dark as you might feel to be. You know, what is there? How can one? You may not utter this word, you may tremble to do it, but you know, dear friends, it is a description that kindles some rising in the heart. You know, how precious is the Lord. Why is he precious? Consider it. Peter speaks in his epistle, unto you therefore, which believe, he is precious. He speaks of him as being the precious cornerstone and so forth. Let us consider, what is it about the Lord? Here's the spouse speaking. She is speaking to the church, as it were. And she's telling them, the church, of her beloved's voice. And what he's saying to her. The truth is, of course, the Lord is causing her to rise up out of all her fears, her sorrows, her afflictions, her cares, her tribulation, and to come to him, in other words, to rest on him, to know him, to come away, as it were, come away from this present scene, this field of woe, this judgment to come, this poor earth, this sentence of death. You know, dear friends, there has to be a purpose here. God will speak to those whom he loves, those whom he's redeemed, those whom he's died for, those whom the Son of God has purchased. It must be qualified, it is true. You know, but what is there? What can you say this morning concerning the Son of God? You may not call him your beloved. You wouldn't go outside of the chapel and talk glibly and lightly and say, oh, my beloved, and he's my beloved. I do hear that. And it does a bit grate me, I'm afraid. I'd be very pleased if it was. It'd be a wonderful thing. But you know, you'd be a bit quieter, more reverent, and more weepy. And dear friends, it'd be personal. Personal to you. You know, well, the Lord, how precious is to your heart, you know. You can't speak, you can only speak little bits of it. You can't speak all of it. It's too sacred to think of all your sins forgiven. That's what you long for. Let us consider how the spouse could say, my beloved. This high, familiar, hearty, longing, urgent language. Those yearnings, bow yearnings, heart yearnings after one who's loved. Well, dear friends, the dear church here, the spouse, you know, she has a sentence of death over her. And so do we. There is a sentence of death over everything, you know. Oh, I look back to my childhood and the security of a home, a godly praying home, prayerful home, I should say. Relations, chapel, school, everything. Grow up, family, home security, loved ones. A good job, I enjoyed Whitbread days. And all got a sentence of death. There's nothing in it changing. The financial world is constantly changing. Corporations standing for years have been dissolved and melted away. Upstarts have come in their place. A changing scene. But we want more than that. Dear friends, that which is a stability, God, God, a heavenly home, a good hope in it, how, through one glorious person. You know, to say this word, my beloved, there must be a reason why you can. Because he must first love us. We love him because he first loved us, because he made it known. How did he make it known? And what is it? Where does he make it known? Where are you led to? Where's your soul led to? Let us consider what is precious concerning Christ. Well, I said just now, we're dying. There's a sentence of death. Listen, friend. How precious is that death? Why? Why? Because you say, well, he died for his people. Dear friend, he died to make atonement for their sin and to give them life. You know, we can easily pick up threads and say, oh, well, the Lord died to save his people, to take them to heaven. Friend, he died to answer for their wickedness, their sin. Let us stop here. Friend, heart wanderings cannot kindle a living desire for Christ, can we? You know, you may love him with all your heart, and I mean that, and yet there are times when your soul would rather get involved in something else. It, as much as he's your beloved, you can't go before him. He's afar off, as it were, and so forth. It's a solemn thought. He died to make reconciliation. All our infirmities, all our heart wanderings. Dear friends, he answered for our sin. He answered for it. You know, what a precious answering. Oh, do you know what it is to fear? To fear that will come on your head what you deserve. Friends, I'm speaking seriously, you know. Sin is either real or it isn't, and judgment is either real or it isn't, and may be made real and true. And the beloved, she knows that it is real and true. Oh, the vanity. The vanity of all things, the vanity of my pride. How can God love me? Look at my pride. Look at my unwillingness. Look at the wretched condition I'm in. Look at my helplessness. Look at my hopelessness. Look how poor I am in his house. How slow in understanding. Friend, he's answered in love. He died in love. He certainly did make answer in love. How could he bear your reproach, your shame, except he had loved thee first? You know, oh, might we be led here to see how the dear Lord Jesus loved such as we. And to answer for us, despite our despicable infirmities, our treachery, despite it. Do you think I exaggerate? Do you think I'm an enthusiast? No, friend. I know what I'm talking about. Love has to take in, holy and redeem, an answer for every infirmity, every act of disobedience, every slighting of the Spirit. Do I exaggerate? Every slighting of God, every spirit of unbelief, he answered. You know, we get a hint, don't we, in the Word of God concerning Christ's sorrows. Friend, the sorrows. You know, how precious are they? How do I know they're precious? Why are they precious to me? Why? Have you been led a little to see your awful condition, what despair is, what it is to feel to have no hope, no hope in God's mercy, to be as it were, to be cut off, I'm not exaggerating, to realise that, and even making a profession, you know, what hypocrisies there are in profession, you know, even in utterance of public prayer, where is the heart sincere? I hear many people pray, I pray a lot myself in public. Is my heart in what I'm saying? That which is not of faith is sin. Where is it? Where's the awful formality? The formalities before Jehovah? When your heart's not in the matter? Love has overcome. Overcome. What has he answered? Christ stood forsaken of his Father. Tremendous mystery. Don't ever try, you won't ever understand it, friend. I tell you how you'll never understand it. When you realize the grace of that love to you, how can you understand it? How can one understand? See, because God would love his people, he chose them, and he must not look on his Son as he bears his people's iniquities. So great is that God is a purer eyes than the behold iniquity. And what about ours then? Now the door Redeemer stood surety. Friend, a precious blood. Why do I say that? I wonder, you younger people, I expect you've heard a lot about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be careful what I say. Be careful how I utter it. You know, there's a very sweet word in Exodus. The blood shall be a token for you upon your houses where ye are. It's a token. It's for a poor sinner to come and plead. And to come and plead the grace of his dying. You may only have to begin like that. Friend, Poor beginners, they understand hardly anything. But there is a pleading of that precious blood that was shed at Calvary. You know, and or for perhaps those who know its peace. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see, oh dear friends, how you long to have it applied. You know, the grace is working already. If you long to have that blessing of application to the soul, the grace is working. A precious dieth. How he laid, friend, oh, to behold the Saviour's breath. He laid, he drew that sacred breath to redeem his people. They might go to glory. Beloved, is it precious? How precious was that rising? You know, we have in the word he spake. My beloved spake. What does the Lord's rising speak? Does the word speak? A high priest forever, able to save them to the uttermost. Does it speak? Look unto me, where I am now. Look unto my resurrection. Look unto my glory above, my grace now flowing down. Look to that word, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. The same Son of God, receiving sinners as he did when on earth. Jesus Christ the same. You know that his blood the same, the precious life given to be pleaded, taken again. You know, think of this, the blood was spilt, you know, never returned. He was left behind. He rose in a newness. And the blood was left. It's a token for us. How precious is the grace. I was thinking in the vestry, how precious was that garment, the robe of righteousness, as it were. You know, even there's nothing mystical about Christ's clothing. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not being superstitious here. You know that garment, they cast lots for it. It was a vesture, they cast lots. Yet, you know, she touched the border of the woman with the issue of blood. A virtue there, yet cast lots. How precious, the same cloak. You know, in those days they didn't have a summer and a winter wardrobe renewed every year. You know, that woman, you know, how they cast lots for that robe. Friend, the virtue of that robe was not the robe itself, but the glory of the person whom it covered. And it was as a type of glorious robe of righteousness to cover thee, to cover thee, to cover thy shame. Thy shame, thy sins need to be covered. Covered. By faith. Love to cover. Grace to cover. Grace to put away. Grace to blot out. You know, the wrath poured on him. Sins put away. Christ's righteousness prevailing despite our infirmities. We speak of the Lord Jesus suffering for our sins. He did, and there the sins were charged to him, but his righteousness prevailed. He presented his own body a living sacrifice, his own holiness, his own fulfilling of the law as an offering to his Father, and it was accepted. And our sins were burnt away in the sacrifice, as it were. Of course, there wasn't burning as such. It was a spiritual burning in his soul. And the sacrifices in the temple were typical of it. How precious. Friend, how could he do this? Do you long for it? Is your heart alive to know your interest there? You know, what a mercy, soul. Look, you're still going to be a sinner, and the Lord will punish you for his action. If you hanker after it, you'll be corrected. You'll be rest assured of that. You'll have to be drawn back and chastened and purified and so forth. You know, but does your heart long to know more of this grace? Don't you want to linger around Calvary a little longer if you could? How fleeting are those real blessings, it seems. You know, the influence isn't fleeting. It's still upon you, isn't it? Friend, the influence is still there. It's over your life. What a glorious shadow covers us. What a glorious cloud of grace covers us to bring our constant attention, perhaps every day, every week, whatever it is, or every so often, to bring us to the dear Redeemer, to consider his sufferings. Oh, how you wish you could stay there and linger there. Him whom you long to see in glory redeemed you, gave his life a ransom, personal for my heart. Friend, I look at my slow spirit. Slow, dull in learning, poor. There's nothing good about it. How can he love me? You know, he doesn't look to see if there's anything in us. He looked on man and there was nothing. His own arm brought salvation. Forgive me, I'm always saying this everywhere I go, and I've said it here, I know. Think of the intellect of John Owen and Augustine and the fathers and so forth. Professor Cunningham, and think of poor Yeti, still loved. Poor half-wit Yeti, still loved. Friend, loved as much as Professor Cunningham. Still loved. Redeemed in the same way. You know, the purchase isn't according to what we are or how we are. It's love. You know, and every soul is led to the Redeemer. That glorious words of Christ, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Think of what it means. Does your heart live and hanker after Christ? Do you weep before him? You know, we don't have our sins forgiven away from Christ. They're forgiven in Christ. How precious is he? Beloved, how precious that gospel. My beloved spake. You know, dear friends, and it isn't just the dear Redeemer's voice. Yes, that speaks. Friend, there's nothing like it. You know there's nothing like it. Oh, that he would speak again. Yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May he help thee to believe. Then thou presently shalt see. Thou hast little cause to grieve. But doesn't the dear Redeemer's life speak? Don't his parables speak? Don't his mercies speak? Don't those miracles speak? Doesn't his groans on the cursed tree speak? Speak to our own hearts and kindle love, longings. Doesn't his rising, the precious gospel of mercy? Friend, all his dealings with the children of Israel, they mean something to you, do they? His glorious acts with Moses, does it mean anything to you? Samuel and David, dear David, left to himself a wretched, undone man. Yeah, mercy spoke, you know. Mercy restored. Beloved, my beloved spake. Does the gospel speak? Does Christ speak through the gospel? You know, dear friend, when the Lord speaks a word to our hearts, you know, I don't know how to put this properly, because both are precious. What he says is exceedingly precious and fruitful and prevails. And it is just what we need, is the healing word. But it's the grace, the person, the love, the undertaking love that speaks. I think of Hezekiah. Oh, friend, perhaps there's a Hezekiah here this morning. Oh, Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Undertake for me. Undertake for me. Sometimes there's those particular trials. You know, an exercise one feels forever undertake. And it must be so. Must be so. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. It is I. Be not afraid. I'll bring the blind. I'm bringing you by a way they knew not. I lead them in paths they have not known. Paths of blessing, paths of hope, paths of mercy. A thing you could never even hope for, even understand. I'll make darkness light before them. Friend, that darkness, crooked thing straight. You don't have to have it explained. You feel what it is within and your life. These things will I do unto them, not forsake them. My beloved spake. You know, how precious is this love. We have in this account where the dear Lord put his hand in by the hole of the door. And her bowels were moved for him. You know, we have here an illustration in chapter 5 of our own condition. And when the Lord says, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. You know, have you known that experience of shame? I put off my coat. How can I put it on? Have you known it? Friend, you'd immediately think there was a response, wouldn't you? You'd think, well, come on, this is your beloved. You immediately rise up. Well, she did. But he had gone. Yeah, she wasn't ready. He could see it. He knew it. Shame. Friend, are you in God's word? You know what mercy speaks here in chapter 5? It's nothing but mercy and forgiveness. The point is, Christ was her beloved. Even though she wasn't ready, even though she was found taking rest for herself, yet he still loved her. He still visited her. But he withdrew, and all the heart groans, the sorrow she drank in, the shame she had to bear, the watchman took away her veil. Have you experienced it? Do you know what it is to be ashamed? You know, but she had to go and seek him. But you know, it brought the best out of her. Look at that glorious description that she gives of her beloved soul. Could you begin to do some of this? Could you begin to speak of his preciousness as the spouse did in chapter 5? His eyes are the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters. They're washed with milk and fitly set. Can you speak of his lips like lilies? And you know those compassions, have you ever experienced them? His belly is bright ivory, overlaid with sapphires. Friend, eternal mercy, you know. The blue heavens, they're sapphires. Eternal mercy, the very bowels of compassion of God are eternal. Friend, the Lord's dealings to your heart are eternal. We can't understand it, can we? You know, my beloved, you know, dear friends, it's not what you say, it's what you feel within and what you desire. That righteousness so suitable for sinners. That grace that overcomes. You know, they beheld his glory, the glory of the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full. I know I spoke last time, I was here from that psalm I read. It wasn't quite intended that way, but it's what came to me. You know, thou art fairer than the children meant. Grace is poured in to thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. He's blessed his dear people in him, you know. That's where Christ was blessed, with the purchase of such sinners as such as we. You know, those... that righteousness, that whiteness, that offering, that pure offering. His dear people accept to win him. Harry, you know, he didn't just die to ransom them to the grave. He rose to give them life. Give them eternal life. Friends, eternal life. You know, that eternal life, you long for eternal life. Where will you find it? You're going to keep groping within and seeing if it's inside and grapple around in your chest and so forth and see if it's there. Well, friends, what do I see there? A sentence of death. Death, just death. Dear friend, faith looks to... And you know, why is faith so vital? Why do I often preach about living faith? Why do I? Almost, I expect people think, well, he's always on about faith. Does he think we've got plenty or something? Does he think I can just turn it on? No, we don't. Friends, faith as a grain of mustard seed draws. Draws living waters. You'd be surprised it does. Little grain of faith. Friend, and that's where the eternal life flows. Flows from Christ into the heart. It's not there by nature. It flows there. And if it's there, you won't look there, you look there. You look to him. If you've got eternal life in your heart, you'll be looking to the Lamb. How precious is that life? Eternal. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou sent, the Father through the Father's glory in the Son. The very person of the Father beheld through the Son, up through the Son, up through the grace. Our high priest. Well, my beloved, you know how precious is that rising. You know, how precious is that Bible where he speaks? How precious is that voice? Do you long for him? Oh, soul. You know, you can say, well, I can't be sure he's ever spoken to me. I don't think he's ever had anything to do with me. But, oh, I see such a beauty in him. I so long for him. Lord, canst thou speak? Dost thou not know I love thee, Lord? I long for obedience. I long to walk at liberty. I long to lay down my head in peace and safety. I long to feel thee near. Lord, I long to lay my head upon thy bosom. Oh, that I could weep at thy feet and feel those feet, to behold those prints of those nails. Faith. Oh, dear friend, we love him because he first loved us. Beloved, you know, dear friend, is the Lord precious to your heart? Even though he's never spoken. Precious in the want of him. I'm not speaking Philpottian strict baptistry, dear friends. I'm not doing that. I'm speaking from my own heart. Although I hope I've heard his dear voice and it makes him more precious. Yeah, dear friends, his preciousness is in the want of him. I can vouch for it. A precious forgiveness. How you long to drink it in. Sins forgiven and put away forever. And put away forever. And for the dominion to be broken. And for that precious life, friend, that he gave and took again for his people. Friend, he didn't take it for himself. He didn't need to lay it down. I mean, he didn't need to take it up, but he did both for his people, for his people. He laid it down. There, one act of grace. Laid it down, took it up for his people, for sinners, friends. Yes, and some pretty bad ones. And we don't have to be sinners to go out and commit a felony. Pride. Seriousness at chapel. Monday morning, a completely different world. Sinners. Well, my beloved spake. You know, I'm very conscious of two things. One is the preciousness of the dear Lord to even give us a still small voice, a stillness, a peace in the heart, or to even speak his word, his precious gospel, to cause it to rise up within and to influence the soul, or to outwardly, audibly speak into the heart, or the word to speak as we read it, it sticks out. I believe we know those things. I'm sure many here have. The word is reading and you come, and the word, as it were, enters right in. I'm very conscious of that glorious truth. But I'm also conscious of this. You know, how as dear people and how often we get in those places where it's all silence. It's all silence. Why? The trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, dear friends, oh dear, I don't know how I can say such things like this. It's all for our eternal good. Trial, affliction, tribulation. When you're in it, you don't feel it. Well, I can only speak for myself. We only feel it when the Lord draws near. Naturally speaking, it can't be there. But, you know, sorrow works for our good. Works for our good. It brings us to cry for him. Brings us to long for him, to know him. You know, it's a saying, and a blessed one. It's a speaking voice. Do you know what a speaking voice is? Because I do. The trouble is I need grace still to hear it and to respond. And to respond rightly. My beloved spake. Yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May help thee to believe. You know how trying it is when you feel the Lord has spoken concerning a particular thing, perhaps. And then it doesn't seem to be fulfilled. You know, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall prosper in the thing where... I've missed something out there, you know. I'm sure I have. It shall accomplish that which I please. and shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. You know, dear friends, all the promises of God in him are yea. That's in Christ Jesus, are yea. And in him, amen. You know, dear friends, it's for his glory, his blessing. You know, my beloved spake. How we need that grace to believe. Abraham tried to the uttermost. Job tried. Spake. You know, look at Abraham. Where was the evidence of what the Lord had told him? Do you know, the only evidence was in his soul was love by grace, faith. Believed, Abraham believed God. You know, dear friends, to believe. You know, Abraham didn't just believe what he said. He didn't just believe what he said. He believed in grace, love to him. He believed in that promise. It was the seed of heaven in that promise. Didn't just believe God concerning, oh, you're going to have a child. He didn't just believe that. He believed in the love of God to him. He believed in the calling for a purpose. He believed in the seed of the woman. He believed in heaven for him, his own soul. Abraham believed God when it tried. Friends, it wasn't just about having a child that was tried. It's his own standing was tried. He was brought through the fire. Brought right through it. Everything was tried. Tried. He believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. He stood the fiery test. Like our captain stood the fiery test. And we shall stand through him. You know the dear Lord's sufferings. Dear friends, they were as his people's sufferings. That's a very precious truth, you know. Your own sufferings, your own fears, your own tremblings. Emmanuel undertook and took them all on himself. Otherwise, how could he be a merciful and gracious high priest? He was brought to drink the cup of trembling. Why? Because of our sins and our sins. And that's why we drink trembling, because of our sins. He undertook himself. You know, dear friends, the Lord did say to his father, didn't he, in prayer, I in them and thou in me. It's a glorious truth, you know. Friend, if the love of God is shed abroad in the heart, it's the very breath of righteousness and holiness, and it brings forth a glorious union, and the dear Lord Jesus united to his people in death, in their sins, and put them away. His righteousness, but is still a cup of trembling. However, else could he know and undertake for you compassion, compassion? He sat where they sat. Suffer it to be so now, for thus it fulfilleth to fulfill all righteousness. He had to go through. Not my will, but thine be done. His dear people, he must deliver them. He's got to stand short and fight the devil and conquer Satan. Conquer all their sin in them. All their sin. Well, dear friends, beloved. Oh, friends, his life, his death, oh, the very gospel, oh, the very act of grace makes him beloved. Her sins, which are many, are all forgiven. She loved much. Look. Look how she weeps at his feet. She loves him. She loves him. She's a sinner, yes, but she loves him. Sinners brought to love him and desire him. My beloved. Oh, dear friends, what a mercy. Oh, do you weep after the Lord Jesus Christ? And do you see in him the fullness of God? The fullness of God. His forgiveness is his Father's forgiveness. His love is his Father's love. His grace is his Father's grace. His compassion and healing is his Father's healing. Christ's faithfulness to his word to die. God is faithful. Faithful to his word. How we need grace to believe it, don't we? Don't we need grace to believe? Friends, it's not knowing about Christ. It's knowing Christ in my heart, the hope of glory. By desires out of the heart. Reaching forth, faith reaches forth unto that border. Reaches forth. And it knows virtue. Oh, what did Paul write to the Philippians? You know, it's a sweet word. If I can just drop onto it. I don't know that I can. You know, dear friends, I may not be in the Philippians. I've lost it. If there be any virtue, think on these things, he says, doesn't he? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, true concerning the Redeemer, true concerning God's word, truth concerning God's oath, things are honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard, and seen in me do, the God of peace shall be with you. The apostle starts that narrative, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Friend, the virtue that is in Christ, the glory there, think on those things. Friend, that pure offering, that pure word. Friend, the word of God is pure. His grace is pure, his love is pure. What a mercy it is, because that is the works. Grace works, pure grace works and cleanses. Cleanses typically through the blood and the water really. Cleanses. You see, the word, now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Clean. The word of mercy has brought forth a cleaning, a cleansing, a grace, living desires, pure desires. My beloved spake, my beloved, I haven't got beyond that, have I? Friends, I have failed to speak of him as my beloved. He knows what I think. Oh, how art thou still with me, Lord? What does that hymn say, 801? I got 268 marked, I think it is, because of the Berridge's hymn. I think it's Berridge's on this very text, but though temptations seldom cease, though frequent griefs I feel, yet his spirit whispers peace, and he is with me still. You can't deny it, you know. You dare, I warn you, be careful to deny it. Don't do it. You might feel the fearsomeness of that temptation. Weak of body, sick of soul, depressed at heart, and faint with fears. His dear presence makes me whole, and with sweet comfort cheers. Thou revivest me by thy death. Thy blood from guilt has set me free. My fresh springs of hope and faith and love are all in thee. I leave it for this morning, my beloved. You may not be able to go outside and say it, but do you long for him? Do you weep for him? Do you cry after him? Do you sit down in your home and bow your head and say, Lord, if only I could feel something real? You know, dear friends, what grace should have brought in the heart? Do you know, send that desire? Do you know, send that true repentance, that sweet confession, that longing and yearning. Love. Eternal love. Working. Working. Friends, it's got to work. It's got to work in us because we're so afar off. Friend, we're so hard. It takes a long time to work. It might take years to work. And those same tears, those same prayers get more meaningful. And new prayers are added. As you realize your case and the preciousness of Him, my beloved. Well, we'll have to come back to the Word, I trust, if we're enabled to do so, that is. Later. Well, dear friends, I do believe I know this Word, you know. I believe I do. I believe it was in my chair. There was my desk, computer and so forth, and stall, and I was just to the side, my armchair with the Bible. And it seemed to drop right in. Drop right in. In fact, what I think was this, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. We want to get to the meaning of the Word in its fullness. I know what it meant to me in my own heart. Come away. May the Lord bless the Word. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, rise up. Rise up, my love, my fair one, rise up, come away.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £747, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And the collection next Lord's Day will be for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. Let us close with hymn 571. Behold with wondering eyes the servant of the Lord, on wings of love he flies, his counsels to unfold. He comes with truth and grace, and Zion shall behold his face. 571.
Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.